It's that time in the show where we check in with our crop marketing specialist, Dr. Cam Anderson. So Cam, is there any big news this week?
I don't think there's any big news, and there hadn't been any big price moves. You look at the wheat market, it's continuing to just waller its way lower as we go down through there. You look at the range, you go back a couple months, we was down, you know, $7.80 or so. We got up to $9.30, somewhere in that vicinity. We're back in just right at $9, a little bit below that. It's wallowing around, so not much news there. You look at the corn market, of course, we got the corn harvest going on, and it's moving along, and on the bottom half of that harvest, the range from $7.36 to $7.68, currently around $7.60. Really sideways corn movement. Same with soybeans, especially beans. You go back a month or so, it was up over $14. We went down to $13.30, back up to around $13.60 or so. So those prices, again, are just moving sideways, and that just tells you not much move in the market. Now with cotton, you go back 2 months, we had $1.18 cotton. We are down to around 76 cents now. You go back a week, we were up around 85 and dropped off, came up just a little bit. You wonder what's happening with cotton when you've got the drought, when you look at the acres planted versus expected harvested, they're expecting 43% of our cotton acres to be abandoned. You're looking at a 21% decline in U.S. cotton production, and those prices have been coming down. But if you look at the world cotton production, it's right at average. And so we've got cotton in the world, we just don't have it in the United States. Cotton prices looks like they're bottom out in the low 80s here.
Finally got some rain, decent amounts, more than a decent amount in a lot of parts of the state. So how's that going to impact farmers?
Well, it's not going to have any impact on prices right now. And if you look on out to what you can forward contract for, no impact there. What it's going to do is it's going to make farmers' lives and decision making a little better. It gives them, it increases the odds that they're going to have bushels to sell. And it's going to let them sleep at night. And when you can sleep at night, you make better decisions.
I know I do. So for the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about Russia's war with Ukraine. So any news there?
Well, it's still going on. Ukraine is still gaining some territory there. Russia internally is having some problems there. There's a lot of criticism on President Putin and his war efforts. Some people are calling for the scorched earth war in Ukraine, where you just go in and wipe out the whole thing. Also, on November the 19th, the deadline for allowing Ukraine to export to agriculture products, and the Russia's got to make a decision on that. And the market's vacillating back and forth of where they're going to continue or where they're going to cut it off.
Shifting back to the markets, are there any other concerns that you have?
Well, this week, the market's been talking about a diesel shortage. They're talking about the levels of diesel in storage. It hasn't been this low since 2008. And the reason is that is we were importing Russian oil that was coming into the Gulf refineries, and they were refining diesel. That oil's been cut off, and so we have less diesel being refined, and we're running into a diesel shortage. Now, that doesn't mean farmers and truckers can't get diesel. That just means they're going to pay a significantly higher price for it. And if you need a large amount of it, you better plan ahead on getting that diesel.
Is there any good news?
Oh, yeah, there's some good news. We got the rain. That's got to be good news. That increases the odds we'll get some production. Good news, we're one day closer to finishing the drought. And we're one day closer to getting all our wheat planted. And then we'll get, it's not how much rain you get, it's do you get timely rains. And over the past, we tend to get that.
And we have more rain in the forecast.
There you go.
All righty, thanks, Kim. Dr. Cam Anderson, crop marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.